Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 22. A book the Savior commands us to understand. Daniel is the one book in the Bible that Jesus singled out, urging us to both read and understand when you see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place. Whoever reads, let him understand. To read the book is not difficult. The problem is to understand it. But the understanding part is not take it or leave it. He commands us to understand it. But how can one be commanded to understand something he doesn't understand? Is understanding Daniel a duty laid upon us by our Savior? Yes. He says, let yourself understand it. In other words, the Holy Spirit is seeking to give you an understanding of Daniel. Now don't hinder him in what he is trying to do for you. The particular portion of Daniel that Jesus commands us to understand is the prophetic portion. But it can't be only a coincidence that the narrative portions of the book are all concerned with life or death issues. Chapter 1 is the test of the Hebrew boys on idolatry. Chapter 2 is the test of understanding the king's dream. Chapter 3 is the test of the fiery furnace. Chapter 5 is the test of Belshazzar's feast. And chapter 6 is the test of the lion's den. All serious. Then Revelation picks up the story and tells us that understanding truth will be the issue in the final test of choosing the seal of God or the mark of the beast. Our soul's salvation will ultimately be bound up with deciding for ourselves what is the truth of a controversial issue of understanding Daniel and Revelation, the prophecies. Jesus could well have added, let him who reads tremble. Right now there are issues of truth that draw deeply on one's soul. There's never a vacation from the need of thinking clearly and truthfully. Every day we are facing King Nebuchadnezzar's image of gold with his fiery furnace, and also his lion's den.